Hello and welcome to our final podcast of 2019, and to end the year on a note of joy, I want to feature a new album from the Indianapolis Symphonic Choir, the Indianapolis Chamber Orchestra, and Sylvia McNair as soloist, all conducted by Eric Stark. So hum along if you want, or belt it out full karaoke style if that is more your thing. As far as music goes, David Foster seems to have done it all. He's composed hundreds of songs as well as many, many film scores. He's played with the likes of George Harrison, Ringo Starr, Chuck Berry, and Celine Dion, and he's produced albums for Josh Groban, Michael Bublé, and Andrea Bocelli, and he's produced Christmas albums with Celine Dion and Rod Stewart. But he makes an appearance on this album as the composer of Grown Up Christmas List, a song he wrote in 1990. Here is how it begins. The soloist is Sylvia McNair.
Never heal a hurting human soul.
was music by David Foster. Rob Swenson is a Utah-based composer, conductor, and music educator who has a special interest in choral music. His piece, Christmas Hosanna, won the Indianapolis Symphonic Choir's Christmas Carol Commissioning Competition, so it only makes sense that it's included on this album. Here's what it sounds like. No wonder it won. The Herald Angels Sing is one of the best known of all Christmas carols. The words by Charles Wesley were first published in 1739 and set to various different music. Eventually, those words were set to music by Felix Mendelssohn, and this is the version we all know. In fact, the tune comes from a piece that Mendelssohn wrote commemorating Johann Gutenberg's invention of a printing press that used movable components to create letters and numbers.
Glory to God.
was music by Felix Mendelssohn. Johann Sebastian Bach wrote his Christmas oratorio to be performed during the Christmas celebrations in 1734. Bach intended each of the six parts to be played on one of the main feast days of the Christmas season. Part two includes this beautiful symphonia. This album features the Indianapolis Symphonic Choir and the Indianapolis Chamber Orchestra together with soloist Sylvia McNair, all conducted by Eric Stark, who is the artistic director of the Indianapolis Symphonic Choir. This choir was founded in 1937 at the request of the Indianapolis Symphony. Here they are with O Holy Night, composed by Adolph Adam, in a version that includes absolutely everybody, choir, orchestra, and the soloist.
Thank you.
You have been listening to a few highlights from Festival of Carols, a new Christmas album featuring the Indianapolis Symphonic Choir, their chamber orchestra, and soloist Sylvia McNair. A lovely addition to any collection of Christmas music. It's from Naxos. Catalog number 8.579065. That's it for this album and this year. I hope you have a peaceful and joyful holiday season. Please join me again in 2020. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.